Our next conversation on the JX concerns a rural food bank in the region seeing to the needs of people in a remote community. Sprague River Bridge Connection finds itself in need right now, facing the possibility of having to find a new home, and the pickings in the area are apparently slim to none. Let's get the story from a couple of leaders of the Sprague River Bridge Connection. Trish Herndon is the president of the organization. Welcome, Trish.
Hi, Jeffrey.
And right alongside is Vera Carson, the secretary treasurer of Sprague River Bridge Connection. Welcome, Vera.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, good to have you both here. So, Trish, start us off. You're really in a fairly isolated part of Klamath County.
We are. Most of our clients that we serve, they don't have a way to get into Klamath, so we need a food bank out in this area. We not only serve Sprague River, but Beatty, Bly, Chiloquin. Some people also come from Klamath Falls. So we do need a food pantry out here.
Mm-hmm. So a small area, but a large need, clearly.
Yes.
Yeah, we feed between 150 and 200 families a month.
150 and 200. Wow, that's fairly significant. And Vera, I understand some people travel fairly long distances. We got some hint there from Trish, and some of them traveling not easily to get to you.
We have one gentleman, he walks 6 miles with his backpack, and we fill his backpack, and then he walks 6 miles back home.
Wow. And so how, Vera, do you keep the food pantry, and you have a clothing closet, too? You keep that stocked as well?
Yes, we do. We get lots of donations of clothing, and we go in every Tuesday to Klamath Falls and pick up food for our food pantry out here.
All right, and where does that come from?
That comes from the Klamath Lake County Food Bank, which is from the Oregon Food Bank.
Okay, so everybody interconnected there. So, yes, we're all interconnected. Yeah, so obviously a lot going on there. Now, is this other issue rising recently, Trish, the building where you do this work? What's happening?
It's been put up for sale. And so we're raising money right now to try to save it so we can purchase it. Because there's no place for us to go out here. There's no other buildings we can rent. There's nothing large enough out here to support our need right now.
How big a space do you need in square footage or height or, you know?
Right now we're in an 800 square foot building and we're busting at the seams.
Uh-huh.
And so we're looking at raising funds to build a new food pantry, which is going to be about 1,750 square feet is what we're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
We had a community member donate 3 parcels of land to us. So we've got the land. We just need to be able to raise money for the new building.
But
in the meantime, we need to save this building.
So what's the price on it? And has there been any discussion with the owner about whether you can buy it or lease to own or something?
She's willing to work with us, and she wants $20,000 for the building.
Mm-hmm.
And she is willing to work with us. She just wants some fairly large payments next month and the month after that. And so we're frantically raising money.
Are papers signed then? Is it going to happen that you'll do this?
Nothing has been signed as of this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't want to sign anything. She wants to hold the title until it's totally paid off.
Hmm. All right. We're talking to Sprague River Bridge Connection about the difficulty of maintaining its food bank in Sprague River in rural Klamath County, serving a lot of communities away from Klamath Falls itself. Trish Herndon's the president, Vera Carson, the secretary treasurer of Sprague River Bridge Connection. And you can be a part of this conversation yourself with your email to jx@jeffnet.org. So Vera, the treasurer part of this, what are you guys doing to raise money for the purchase?
Well, we have a GoFundMe started. We have bake sales every Wednesday and one Saturday a month. And we go before people out here and ask for donations. I'm not afraid to beg. We have a men's group that meets on Wednesday mornings, too. And I've been in there several times saying, guys, we need this. We need some more money. And sometimes we can get up to $500. That way.
Wow. Which is asking a lot of a community that clearly needs your help.
It is, and that's why we're looking for outside sources to help raise funds. We're trying to apply for grants. We've been through two grant writers so far that they've gotten other jobs and can't help us. And so we're still looking for grant writers that we can use to help us write grants.
Trish, I think you'd been saying before, there just aren't any other options in the community. Talk about how big or small Sprague River is and what's there.
Well, in this small little town, we have our food bank, we have a post office, we have a library, we have a community center, we have a little grocery store / gas station, and that's it. A fire department.
Okay.
Volunteer.
And none of those places have any kind of room like what you'd need to be able
no.
to.
No. They're all bursting at the seams too.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. So everybody needs their space there. It sounds like. And so take us further into the operation of Sprague River Bridge Connection, Trish. I mean, does anybody draw a salary for working there?
No, we're all volunteers. We have 12 total volunteers that give about 300 hours a month, sometimes more, to volunteer here to make this operation succeed.
Wow, and that's a lot of people working a lot of hours. Go ahead.
Between 2022 and 2023, the increase out here for the need has increased by 59%. So in 2022, we served a little over 1,100 people. In 2023, it was over 1,800. So the need out here is increasing. More and more people are moving to this area and needing our services.
And are you talking to them about why they're moving to the area? I just wonder if this is like the post-pandemic getting out of the city thing that we were hearing about in some places.
That's mostly it.
Mm-hmm. Most of our clients are single moms and dads, the elderly, veterans, you know, a lot of them are homeless. They live in tents out here, you know, and they desperately need our help.
Trish, are you getting new volunteers over time? Are you getting fresh blood in the operation?
We have several people that are on a waiting list to help us, but our place is so small that, you know, we can't have a lot of people in the building at this time.
Wow.
You know, we typically on any given Wednesday, we serve between 50 to 60 people in a day. Mm-hmm. So in this little 800 square foot building, there's not a lot of room for a lot of people besides the clients.
Are you in the building now?
We are.
The walls sound kind of close. It does sound pretty small.
It is very small in here, let me tell you. Very, very small.
We're talking about Sprague River Bridge Connection with the president there, Trish Herndon, and Vera Carson, who's the secretary and treasurer, about their issues with bursting of the seams and possibly having their building sold out from under them. And you can join the conversation on the exchange with your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Vera, how long has Sprague River Bridge Connection existed?
It started in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And I have worked here since 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen major changes. We've gone from 5 to 6 volunteers to 12 volunteers that come in. Some come in on Tuesdays to help unload the food. Some come in on Wednesdays to help. And it just depends on what our needs are, who we call in, or what. We have a lot of people that are just, okay, call me if you need me, and I'll be there.
Mm-hmm. Do you run out of food by the time Monday rolls around, or I mean, how are things doing in that respect?
We're only open on Wednesday, mm-hmm. and so we pick up food every Tuesday, but the first Tuesday of the month, we pick up 3 to 4 pallets of food that we have to put in this small building and get it all set up and ready for Wednesday when they come in. And yes, we have run out of food. We've had to turn people away because we have run out of food. It's usually by the last Wednesday of the month, it's pretty slim pickings on what we have left to give out.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the connection with Klamath Lake Food Bank and the Oregon Food Bank. Are they able to give you any help or guidance in what you can do about the building situation?
Well, they talk to us about grants and stuff, but they are actually in the middle of a director change. The one director is retiring and a new director is coming on. And right now they are not available to help us while they're going through this major upheaval.
Right. Yeah, it's an upheaval on their part. It makes it hard to respond to the upheaval on your part. Is there a hard deadline of any kind coming up? You mentioned that the owner is working with you and willing to sell, but I mean, as the owner said,
she wants $8,000 by July.
Mm-hmm. And how far are you from that?
Quite a ways.
Mm-hmm.
we've raised 2,500 of it so far.
Mm-hmm. And so how long ago did you start the GoFundMe?
As soon as we found out that the building was going up for sale.
Oh, okay.
So it's been about a month, I think.
Mm-hmm. About a month.
Okay. And how, I mean, you talked about some of the responses in the community, like the men's group ponying up some money in their collections, but elsewhere in the community, what kind of response are you getting to the situation?
We actually went before the little community church out here, and they raised almost $1,000 for us in one day.
Wow. And are you...
One person gave us his whole paycheck, except for $50 of it. He said he needed $50 to hold him till the next payday, but he gave us his whole paycheck.
Wow.
That's how important he thinks it is out here.
Wow. And you mentioned, so is it the numbers you were giving before, Trish, is it 1,800 individuals that you're serving every year now?
Yes.
Wow. And that does not include people coming multiple times.
That's the different families. We have a system where they have to actually sign in, so we keep track of how many families we serve and how many people we serve every given Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then that goes through, and once it's in the computer, then we know if it's a repeat person from a week before or, you know, where they're from, everything. We get all that information.
Do you have any friends at the Oregon legislature? I know they were scattering some money around, as they tend to do at the ends of sessions when they shut down in late February or early March. Any effort to get grants there, or any possibility of stuff coming from the emergency board?
Didn't even know that was even possible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fairly new to the area. I've been here 8 years, and Trish has been here
2 years.
2 years. So, yeah, it's we're learning. This has gone from a small little operation to a fairly large operation. When I first started here in 2019, we were serving maybe 20 families a week.
Huh.
And now we're serving usually between 45 and 50 families a week. That's not how many people we feed, because some of these families have 6-8 people in their homes.
And are you guys pretty much it? Is there anybody else around doing the kinds of things you do to help feed people?
There is in Bly, there is a food pantry there, and they're open once a month, and there's a food pantry in Chiloquin that is also open once a month.
Mm-hmm.
But those are a long distance for people to walk or ride their bicycle.
Trish, you're used to dealing with some fairly rough situations just by nature of the business you're in, but how hopeful are you that this can be worked out?
Oh, I'm very hopeful. We have God on our side.
Mm-hmm. And so where can people find the GoFundMe? What's it under? We'll make sure we get a link to it.
On Facebook, there's Sprague River Bridge Connection on mm-hmm. Facebook, and they can go there, and our link is right there for our GoFundMe.
All right, we will point people to that. Trish Herndon is the president of Sprague River Bridge Connection. Vera Carson, the secretary treasurer of the organization, feeding 1,800 people a year now in remote Klamath County. Trish and Vera, thank you both for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Yes, we very much appreciate it.
All right, best of luck. This is the Jefferson Exchange. We'll come back and feature something from Stories from the Hearth in just a few minutes.